All right, we are doing this song called Patience Rights. Go, Joey. She's not crazy, she just didn't get what she really needed. Da-da. So she went after her parents with kitchen knives. Da-da.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio. It is the Enter the Shell show, and I am joined by Verdu, and you can find them facebook.com/Verdu Band, and they are here touring around with Patience Rights, which Patience Rights we just heard, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so how we got to this point, yet again, another fan of Enter the Shell approached me. His name is Michael Pasmino, major Woo! Stud. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this guy. And he's like, hey, I need you to be dope and be open-minded. And and he's like, and I need you to listen to this band. So I said, okay, sure. And I listened to you guys. I absolutely fell in love with you guys.
Aw, thanks.
And then so began the courtship of trying to get you guys on, which does that occur every day with you guys, where people just fall in love with you guys and automatically try to book you guys for a gig?
Aww. Well, go ahead.
Usually, usually it just depends on the person. Some people really like our sound. Some people dislike it. I mean, it's really a biased opinion. I mean, we really love that people come up to us and actually love our music.
Definitely.
And we really appreciate our art. So it's really great to have people like him to come up and actually give these opportunities for us. And we really appreciate it to all our fans.
Now, this is crazy because you guys are only, what, maybe a year and a half old, I want to say? Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And you guys have come so far so quickly. You guys are already playing at the Whiskey Go Go. You guys have already played there a few times, right?
Yeah.
How was that? Was that experience very surreal for
you guys? It was a great experience. I mean, the sound was just phenomenal. I mean, we actually got a really, really good reaction from the crowd
both times.
We had so many people coming up to us after saying how much they loved us and how much they want to, you know, get to know us and actually listen to our music and buy our music and actually just be supporters of us. So yeah, it was really, really
I remember
cool.
The show was crazy. And it had like so much energy.
That was actually like the first time someone asked for our picture. And I was like, you want a picture
with me? I was like, wait, are you sure? I'm like, wait, do you know who I am? Wait, how do you know who I am?
But at the same time, let's look back about a year and a half ago, right? Desiree, you were on Craigslist. What was it? You weren't. Who was on Craigslist?
Actually, the thing was, she's actually came into the band later. We actually had a singer before her. Our original singer, Ashley, posted an ad up on Craigslist, and then I responded, and also Haley responded, and we were the first ones to come together for practice. And then after that, our singer knew Mike, who came into the band, and then we had a drummer before, but he didn't really work out. So then we got Joey. Came up, and then about 6 months in, our singer had to leave for, you know, personal reasons, school and stuff like that.
That's important.
Life.
You know what I mean? Some people really, they really take pride in that. You know, so you can't fault them, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Desiree was a friend of Joey's, so that's how she came into the band, and we really, really liked her sound for our
really
music.
I didn't really want to sing, you but did. Joey forced me.
How did it happen? Were you singing with other bands at the time?
Actually, I had just started singing probably 3 months before that. And one of my friends knew Joey, and he's just like, hey, I don't know. How did you ask me, Joey?
I just asked you.
He just asked me.
He just asked you?
Yeah, it just happened.
And what was it? Have you heard of the band before? Or?
No, actually, I hadn't. Joey told me about them, and I went online and listened to the song that we just played, because this isn't actually a song that I wrote. And I was automatically, oh my gosh, I love you guys. I want to try out. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so now she's one of us. And yeah, the sound definitely changed when she joined the band. As you can tell from a song we're going to play later, you could tell the difference in writing and difference in, I guess you could say, structure of how the song was written. And different emotional feel to it.
Now, this is going to sound weird, but you didn't write that last song, right? And that was Patience Rights.
Yeah.
Right? But what was it about that song that made you want to come back? Is it kind of an awkward situation where you didn't write it, but yet you're going to, you know, sing it anyway? Or what's the deal?
You know how, like earlier when I was singing Arcade Fire, it's just one of those catchy songs that you just want to keep singing. And that was it. It was just like, oh, this song is really catchy. I really want to sing this song. I wouldn't mind making it my own, you know, incorporating it to what I like. And it was a really good song. I was
Yeah, and she's definitely changed the melody to more of like her singing style. The more, I don't know, kind of, I can't explain. What's your like?
The oomph.
Yeah, the oomph to it. Yeah.
The oomph factor.
Yeah, charismatic. Exactly.
Charismatic.
Unitation of universe. I'm just kidding. No, it's not even.
Okay.
Is it very surreal, though, that you guys are finding so much success so early in life?
Yeah, I mean, really it is. It's usually bands don't take off until about their
5 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years of, you know, really just trying. And we've known the greatest connection of people. We've gotten so lucky. You know, someone's a friend of someone who knows somebody who likes our band, and then we get a show. And then we play a show, and then someone notices us, like an agent, and he's like, oh, well, you should open up for this other band that's on tour. And, you know, it's just we get all these really good opportunities coming for us, and we're so lucky and so blessed to have that.
Exactly.
I know. I saw that you guys have an upcoming show with The Features, who I'm you know, throwing myself at currently, trying to get those guys on. But that's really cool. That's really awesome. What do you guys do to keep grounded? Because you know what? All this success, it can get to your guys' head, honestly. You know, what do you guys do? Do you guys take out the trash together? Do you guys wash your underwear? Like, what goes on?
We get into many scraps.
I mean,
multiple times per day. I'm just kidding.
No, we just, I mean, you just stay grounded. We don't really let it get to our heads too much, because, you know, we really take ourselves back into realism, and we're like, okay, well, you know, this is happening for us, but, you know, we can still grow from this, and we're going to get better, and we really take our situations, and, you know, we're so lucky to have them, but we still bring ourselves back and really give ourselves a realistic feel to it.
And not just that, it's more of just the thing that we're working so hard. Like, I've never been in, you know, well, this is my only second time being with a band, but they work hard. It's not like we're, you know, getting handed opportunities. It's really hard. We have to, like, search, and that's what keeps us grounded, because we're searching. We're not like, hey, you guys, do a show for me. We're out there doing backyard shows and getting noticed. That's the thing that's just like, wow, you know, like, oh, okay, guys, keep working hard.
And we're really dedicated to our practices, and we really, you know, try to keep everything going smoothly, try not to argue, and, you know, keep cool with each other.
Yeah. No, but honestly, is this now more of a family? Is this now more of a cohesive unit now that you guys are all together? Because you guys have already gone through one singer and a few drummers, right?
Exactly. So, I mean,
we are a family.
Yeah, we really
are. We fight like brothers and sisters.
What was the last fight you guys had?
Yesterday, I was all like, Joey, stop poking me.
No.
And then he was all
like, no. Yeah, but I mean, definitely, I think our real last bad debacle we had with each other was about...
It was debauchery.
Yeah, it was about, like, I think, probably a month ago. But, I mean, it was just, you know, about something stupid. Then we all look back on it, and we're like, oh, okay, well, I love you guys again. It's
cool.
Yeah,
once we
Let's
talk
move
about
past
it.
This.
Once we talk about it, then we're just like... I love you guys, grandpa.
Yeah, we really lay out, like, you know, we don't let everything boil up for so long, because if we do that, just bad problems happen. So we let it all out when we need to, and it's better, and we can function.
Good. I'm glad. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take another real quick break, but we are going to hear the song Through the Floor, and then we're going to have more with my guest, Verdoux. By the way, Verdoux. How did you guys come up with that name?
It's from a Charlie Chaplin movie back in the
40s.
1947. And you know, I'll let Haley take this one over. She's a movie expert.
Or maybe.
It was a Charles Chaplin movie from 1947 called Monsieur Verdoux. And our first lead singer was like obsessed with that movie. And it has like a dark comedy. So it reflects our dark lyrics, yet
writing style.
Happy sound.
Yeah.
Okay. we're gonna have more with my guest Verdoux after we hear the song Through the Floor. All that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
As the dust begins to set, muddy tracks and dripping wet, there were demons at the door, pulsing through the floor. As the dust begins to set, muddy tracks and dripping wet, there were demons at the door, pulsing through the floor. There were demons at the door, pulsing through the floor. There were demons at the door, pulsing through the floor. Hey, little lover boy, can't you see? I'm not the girl that you're seeing me. Hitting your own head on your knee starts to turn itself against me. Hey, little lover boy, can't you see? I'm not the girl that you're seeing me. Hitting your own head on your knee starts to turn itself against me. Oh, oh, he knows it so well.
Oh, so well.
He just wants you in his hell.
In his hell.
Oh, he knows it so well. The nightmare's over. The nightmare's over. His charisma, his success. Hand out wine in a golden glass. As your body's starting to go red, emotionally you're dead. With the tricks to move ahead, playing all the traps instead. His charisma, his success. Hand out wine in a golden glass. As your body's starting to glow red, emotionally you're dead. As your body's starting to glow red, emotionally you're dead. Oh, he knows it so well.
Oh, so well.
He just wants you in his hell.
In his hell.
Oh, he knows it so well.
So well.
He just wants you in his hell.
In his hell.
Oh, he knows it so well. The nightmare's over. The nightmare's over. face is on the wall. I see the demons crawl. His face is on the wall. I see the demons crawl. His face is on the wall. His face is on the wall. His face is on the wall. It's over.
Hell yeah. Facebook.com/VerduBand is where you can find them at. And you can actually get their debut EP, and that's Patient's Rights, on iTunes. And you can check them out. And you can also, most importantly, see how they look. If you log on to YouTube.com/VerduBand, you can actually see them visually. You know what I mean? You guys are visually stunning, if I can just say that. You guys have a look.
Thank you.
We're stunning. I've never been called stunning.
I started growing a mustache.
I feel like a star.
I don't see it.
He's growing a mustache.
Was that part, though, of when you guys did create yourselves? You guys got together and you're like, okay, we all have to have a certain look? Or is it just, hey, let's just be whoever we want to be?
Hey, that's funny because actually we were talking about that. We were talking about that yesterday. We're like, what should we wear tomorrow, guys?
I know, yeah. Everyone
wear
show,
what they
like,
want to wear.
Either Haley or someone texts us and they're like, oh my God, guys, what are we wearing? I can't decide.
And then dress them for them like their moms.
Seriously. Yeah. And then we all end up wearing whatever we want anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it really, I guess we're really diverse in our styles.
Yeah, in every style. So it's just.
And I mean, but I think I have probably the most awesome hair in the band.
You have kind of nice hair. I'm not going to lie.
All right, thanks.
Don't lie to him.
I know. He kind of does.
He straightened it.
Yeah, I had a straightener in jail today. Come on. I worked on it.
You know, it looks good. It looks like you didn't even work on it. It looks like you woke up and bam.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Is there any competitions in the band for best hair or anything like that?
No, I just kind of won.
By default. Like,
yeah.
We do compete for winning Girl Scout. That's whoever sells the most tickets for shows. And
it's
always
Devin. It
always wins. I never win.
So. Seriously, it's not even fair.
I know where you guys practice. You guys practice kind of like on a porch or something like that, right?
Yeah, we practice in a very, very small confined space. It's our guitar player, Mike. He has a small room. A little loft, I guess.
How
big
is it?
How many? Oh, it's probably 15 by 15 feet.
Yeah,
it's very small, and we're really compact. We actually, you know, we put the amps in the other rooms and mic them up and put them through the PA system so we could just have enough room for us, you know? So
yeah. It's
a very tight space. Joey's used to confined spaces, and he hates it.
Stuck in the corner all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot better than what we used to do. I mean, we went from, like, a little trailer one time, little storage trailer.
Yeah, cargo container.
Yeah.
Cargo container.
That was not safe, guys, especially during the rain.
Yeah, and it was like it was leaking through the roof. It was pretty bad. And then we went to my garage. My mom's boyfriend didn't like that, so we moved to Mike's house.
Well, why didn't your mom's boyfriend like that? You didn't think it was sound, or was
it always
a snob?
It was just always way too loud for him. He wanted to watch his sports, you know.
Okay, that sucks. Yeah. Sorry to hear that, man. But tell me about life transitioning from a coffee shop band to now going on to stages and now performing in front of, you know, non-caffeinated people.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, because, like, you know, at the coffee house, everybody's really, you know, chilled out. They'll be sitting there drinking their coffee, bobbing their head. They're like, and then after, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, your electric set. That was pretty sweet, man. What are you guys using for your effects and stuff, you know? And, yeah, I mean, it's really, really quiet. But when we go to venues, I mean, the sound's just more in your face. You feel it more throughout your whole body. I mean, you get more energetic and the people, you know, they're actually sometimes moving around and dancing rather than just sitting around and, you know, they're bobbing their head or moving around.
It gives us so much more energy.
Yeah, so much more energy, and we love that. I mean, it really, like at the Whiskey, the second time we played, there was just this huge second time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this huge group of people, they just came up and started dancing, and it just, I don't know, I think I went off, and I went off to, like, inspiring, on some natural high. I don't even
know.
Yeah,
we were, like, completely
gone. Yeah, I was gone. It was awesome. Yeah, so, I mean, we love it, you know? We really eat that stuff up, so.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
So, so take me through this debut EP that you guys have. Is it with Desiree?
Yes, it's with Desiree, but I mean...
But it's not Desiree.
Well, it's not.
Whoa!
Yeah. No, it's with Desiree, but she had just gotten in the band when we started, when we did it. So, I mean, really, it's not really as reflective of what the music is like now, but I mean, it still is a really, really great, you know, production that we put out.
So now, are you guys looking towards a full-length album to show, not necessarily to show off Desiree, but just to kind of show off where you guys are now?
Yeah, we're actually going to do another EP. I mean, because we don't really have the sufficient funds unless someone wants to front us the money. But I mean,
I happen to have $1,000. Million? Right? No. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, I mean, but really, we're probably going to do another self-produced EP, and then you know, show people where we're at right now. Release it on iTunes, you know, and release it digitally more than actually physical copies. Yeah, because we did physical copies for the last one, and then we actually got rid of them all, so that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. So now all you have now are just digital copies.
Yeah,
right?
Now just digital copy. It's on iTunes.
And take me through this recording process with you guys. Are you guys, is it a, you know, do it yourself type thing where you guys are literally in somebody's home just doing it, or is there tracking involved, or is it all just together?
Well, actually, we got pretty lucky. We have a good relationship with our local venue at The Wire, and they have a studio service. So Dave Trotz from the Ready and Fire, he's an audio engineer who you know, records bands there. So pretty much what we did was we went in there and we had the drums record first, then we did the bass, then we did the guitars, which took forever because we had like so many guitar tracks on there. And then we did like acoustic guitar tracks, keyboards, and then we did vocals. So, I mean,
and they auto-tuned me.
Yeah, that's literally like how the process
sound like
went.
A robot.
Why did you let him auto-tune you?
I didn't want them.
That's
to.
Horrible. That, see,
I'm like, wait, wait.
I'm like, I need to be your guys' rep because I got to be like, look, man, Auto-Tune went out with Cher.
Yeah.
Cher's awesome.
This is some bullshit. I know. And I was like, dude, she was auto-tuning back in like the 90s when people were just like, what the hell? You know what I mean?
And now T-Pain got into that and made it great.
Yeah. did you find that to be a little insulting when they're like, hey, let's play with some Auto-Tune? I would have. I mean, but that's just me, you know.
Well,
you know what? It was at the time. Honestly, I had just started singing 3 months before that, and I was with the band only for
2 months.
2 months, yeah. So everything was basically, my voice was basically mimicking the last singer. I didn't really have my own sound yet, and I really didn't know what I could do with my voice. So the fact that they were auto-tuning me was just like, all right, for sure. But then when I heard it later, I was like, oh, I sound like a robot, guys.
But I mean, it didn't sound too bad, but
okay.
But I mean, definitely, we're definitely going to go to the studio soon. I mean, when we get the right funds, I mean, hopefully we'll be able to soon. Because we're
going to make band
really anxious to get something else out than what we have. Because I mean, it's almost been a year. I mean, it's getting there.
Yeah.
Time goes by too fast.
But you've enjoyed that time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had so many things happen to us. It's great.
What has been the strangest thing to happen to you guys?
Mountain goats.
Oh yeah, so our guitar player got us a show of the Arcadia National Forest, and it's like this like one lane road up there. It's very crazy. It had mules and stuff like behind us when we were playing. There's a bunch
we
of
goats behind
bunch
us.
Of old hicks. You know what I mean? They're all excited to hear us.
And like it was like roosters.
There's
roaming
roosters
free.
Roaming through our set. I mean our set. You know.
Yeah. That's so nice. I mean, that was a really strange experience. Or what was? When we played at Lucky's Bar and Grill. Yeah, the waitresses were walking around in bikinis and
that's fantastic.
Flirting with us, you know.
You're like, yeah,
and he's like, I'm only 16.
I know, I'm only 16. And then some of them would say, oh, well, I'll go to jail with the way I was thinking.
Oh. She'd been like, I ain't saying anything. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah, but that was pretty crazy. I mean, the sound was just crazy. The people were crazy.
Cool.
At the bar.
My guests are Verdu, and coming up next, we are going to put them into the celebrity corner. But first, we're going to hear another song, and this one is entitled Surgery. We're going to have more with the band, all that coming up right here on the Enter the Shell show.
You're no good for me.
was great, guys. That was really great. It was really soft. It was really sweet. It was like a Cinnabon, like you know,
all nice and sticky, all nice and sticky and warm. Yeah, and cinnamony.
Has people ever described your sound like that? All cinnamony and gooey.
You got to be the first, sir. Yeah,
you win that prize.
You could quote me on that.
It's now, and our next album will be on there.
Please do. Please.
Oh, man.
It's now time to get into the celebrity corner. And I'm curious because Mos Def, are you guys fans of Mos Def or not?
Yes. You like him? All right. Our drummer likes him.
Okay.
You well, he was lying.
Dude, Mos Def is retiring his name. He's no longer going to be called Mos Def anymore. Right?
The guy back there said, what?
our famed photographer, Michael Pazmino.
Fake photographer.
It's like, what?
Wait a minute. So he's not really taking pictures?
No. He's just eating all the pork skins and wine and everything else. But he announced it at the end of 2011. He will no longer be called Mos Def. He wants to be called Yasin or something like that.
It was, nice.
Yeah. I don't know about that. You know, to me, he's always going to be Mos Def. I think it's stupid to change your name to change your name after you've been so recognizable this entire time. You know, it's like
a divorce.
It is. And it's like, okay, so I guess you no longer want to like MC or anymore. You just want to do acting, which is fine. But like, you can totally act under your name. You know, you don't have to you don't have to change your name to Dwayne Johnson anymore. You know,
that's definitely like U2 changing their name. I mean, that'd just be dumb.
I think people just think they could change whatever they want. You know, like they just divorce all quick. They're like, I just changed my name real quick.
No, they probably change it to UR or something.
Or to you.
There you go.
Moving right along. Are you guys fans of football, the NFL?
Somewhat.
We are a bunch of losers. We do not like know anything about.
Oh,
right, never mind. The one in the back.
St. Louis Rams.
The Asian one in the back. She knows.
Well, it seems that Al Michaels. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Al Michaels. He does Sunday Night Football. He used to do, of course, Monday Night, but now he's moved to Sunday Night Football. He just said that no way in hell will the Raiders ever win a Super Bowl with Al Davis. And Al Davis has been. He basically created the NFL, you know. Okay. He is basically the evil emperor, you know what I mean? Of the evil lord of the Sith, you know what I mean? He controls Darth Vader and stuff like that. And I hope Al Davis lives forever because I do not want to see the Raiders ever win a championship. So I'm very pro Al Davis. I hope he stays around forever. But let you know, it's early in the season. Let's give out some picks about who we think are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm with you, Haley.
Chargers,
baby.
All the way.
Okay. Who's doing the best right now?
Well,
I'm with them.
I'm with them.
I'm in that bandwagon.
They're not very sports oriented. Yeah, sorry about that.
They're the ones, you know, the ones who like sat around and played video games and were skinny and ate chips. Mm. And those little drinky cups, hat things.
Moving right along, it's now just been kind of announced the coolest nation, and it is. Can I get a drum roll?
Drum roll, Jay.
America.
Woo! What? Right? We are?
Yeah, we are. We are still considered the coolest nation. It was done.
Wow, we're cool.
And this is how I know it's true because the people at the, in the UK, London, did this poll. Oh. So it's completely unbiased.
No way. What?
Yeah, so congratulations. We are. Do you guys now feel cooler knowing that the world still thinks of us as a cool?
Dude, I feel pretty cool. I'm so glad my parents swam across the river to get here.
Awesome.
So now I'm an American.
Wait, so where'd you come from? Mexico?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm like, no, Canada. The Canada River.
You don't swim through Canada. There's no ocean that goes to America.
On the coast there is.
Yeah.
They just went around and came back. Like, we're in America.
Well, it's now time to get into the artist of the week. I'm going to give you guys some clues, and let's see if you guys can guess this week's artist of the week. All right, here are your clues. This artist comes across the pond. There's one clue. Okay. And they released their third studio album. Here's another one. They got their name from a David Bowie song. Do I got any takers?
Nah. We are completely void of any pop culture.
No worries. I'll tell you what. Check out the blog section this Friday and find out who we picked to be the artist of the week. Are you guys down?
Aw, cliffhanger.
I know. I hate that. I know. I'm on the edge of my seat.
They're not from across the pond. They're from Canada. We already went through this.
No, we didn't.
Desiree's from Canada. I thought you would have gotten this.
The Rio Grande is in Canada, right?
It's now time for shout-outs. Do you guys have anything you guys want to plug or say hi to anybody?
Shout-out to my mommy and my dad and my sister and my brother and my other sisters.
Well, shout-out to our most loyal fan, Alex B. Lopez.
Oh, yeah. And,
he's definitely been to all our shows. And shout-out to just everybody who's stayed with us on Facebook, everyone who stayed with us on the MySpace, and everybody's really kept up with us and supported us financially, like our parents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. I got some shout outs. I would like to give a shout out to Denim Dan for shooting video. Woo-hoo! And, of course, to our famed photographer, Michael Pasmino.
Woo! Thank you. The reason why we're here.
Yeah. the reason why you guys are here, you guys got to take Mr. Pasmino out. Buy him a few beers or something. Yeah, you know, get him laid, something. You know, I'm not asking much. Also, I want to give a shout out to Neil Diamond.
Woohoo! That's what I was named after.
Yeah, who just got engaged, by the way, to his girlfriend. Look at him.
Go Neil Diamond. I didn't even know he was still alive.
Yeah. And real quick question. Do you guys have a smartphone?
No.
We got dummy phones.
No. Yeah.
We have brick phones still.
Well, I'll tell you what. Step up your game. Log on to Stitcher.com and search Enter the Shell because we are streaming on smartphones.
Wicket.
Yeah. And lastly, I want to give a shout out to NoHo2 Studio, NoHo2.com. And tell me, guys, what do you guys think of the studio?
This is beautiful. This studio is sick. Thoroughly
sick. This whole wall here is just mesmerized me.
You know what I love? I love when musicians come in and they have no idea what to expect and they walk in and it's just like pow.
It is. Know? It was definitely exactly what happened. I kind of stood at the wall for a while. I'm just like, I'll help you guys in a second.
Is that what happened to you, Haley?
Exactly. I just walked in and I was like, oh my gosh. But nobody was paying attention to me, so I had my own little moment to myself.
Nice. Well, if you guys ever want to use the studio for a music video or rent it out to do a private party or whatever, log on to NoHo2.com. Talk with Mark Doty. He'll hook you up, okay?
Oh, will do. Thanks.
The website's right there.
Hey, music video, guys.
We need a music video. Right? It's now time to find out the moral of the show. So I'm going to start up the Demoralizer 3000 and say a few words. Canada, Ocean, Charlie Chaplin, Whiskey a Go-Go, Coffee, Chargers, Raiders, Auto-Tunes, and Pasmino the Great. That means it's done if you can open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for this week is the underwear in the garbage is clean. Just wipe the pizza sauce off.
There it is. Can I get a drum roll? My guest has been Verdu. Check them out on their Facebook, facebook.com/VerduBand. And there you're going to have lists about tour dates and, of course, your next coming EP, right?
Yes, and all our, just everything is right there on Facebook. MySpace kind of died.
Yeah, I'm kind of over MySpace.
Wait,
I don't know.
What? My what?
Yeah, exactly. Although you guys did hear that Justin Timberlake does now own it, right? So
really?
He's going to try to revamp it and make it... he's trying to bring sexy back.
Good luck.
My guests have been Verdu.
Woo!
You can check them out, facebook.com, Verdu the Band. Thank you guys so much. And we are going to leave you now with Lose It Again.
Purple clouds, another one.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.